Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. All month long, we have been focusing our hearts and our minds and even our words on love, for the love. It is the love month, but we're coming toward the end of the month, so let's move our concept about love into something that's near and dear to all of our hearts, and that is passion. Don't we all want to live a life filled with passion? Well, according to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Passion, my friend, always precedes a hungry heart for God. What does it mean to hunger and thirst for righteousness? Is it a deep desire within your soul, I mean, way down to the marrow of your bone, where you want to participate with passion into this concept of I now possess righteousness, which always craves more of Jesus? If something is driving your passion more than Jesus and the Spirit of God are moving in your heart, we probably have a problem. Let's take a look at Isaiah chapter 51, verse 1. The scripture says, listen to me, you who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were cut and to the quarry from which you were hewn. A faith-based and a faith-focused frame of mind is filled with passionate God thoughts. When I give in to doubtful thinking, I'm susceptible to believe lies. But when my mind is set on the things above, the world's allure loses its luster. Just like a rock climber, we can look up and see the beauty of our destination, or we can look down and become dizzy with doubt and fear. The prophet Isaiah said in chapter 64, you come to the help of those who gladly do right, who remember God's ways. Happiness, my friend, results when we pursue righteousness. A healthy relationship, a healthy marriage, is when together we pursue righteousness with a passion. Does that drive your behavior? That's a pretty good question for today. Do you try to get by with what's least expected from the Lord, or do you seek to exceed His eternal expectations? What if we pursue righteousness like we pursue unrighteous money or economics or politics or religion? What if they would all be benefited by just understanding what the book of Proverbs says in chapter 12, verse 28? In the way of righteousness, there is life. Along the path, there is immortality. This is what it is like to have a passionate heart for God. Sinners seek Jesus for salvation, and then they continue to seek the Lord for sanctification so that He works on us day by day by day. It's just like our marriage. We need Him to work on our marriage day by day by day. Our pursuit of righteousness was enabled by Jesus and His purchase of righteousness for us on the cross. Hunger and thirst are appetites that return frequently. Every few hours, I want to eat. So we daily feast by faith before our Heavenly Father. God gladly fills and satisfies our soul. So what hinders your pursuit of righteousness today? Are you in the race or sitting on the sidelines? Perhaps you once sought after the Lord. Maybe at one time you were passionate for the Lord. Well, it's not too late to return to a righteous rhythm of your life. You don't have to allow the hypocrisies of others to become an excuse for your inconsistent living. Jesus Himself is the standard bearer for righteousness, so make Him the goal for your goodness. Constant meals of grace are merited for a hungry heart and a thirsty soul. So take time to take in His hearty meat of forgiveness and to drink His delicious love and mercy. His banquet table of peace and joy, holiness, wisdom, faith, hope, and happiness will satisfy you from the top of your head to the tip of your toe. A life filled with the righteousness of the divine has no room for other meaningless morsels. It's already full. Paul wrote to the Hebrews in chapter 1, you have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. The question to ask as we finish up this session today, is your heart hungry for Jesus and Jesus alone? And are you in pursuit of righteousness? My friend, I hope to see you again this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, where we're going to have another extraordinary day at 9:30 and 11. And of course, we always are streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you.